Watch, pro-life atheist says listen to the science, overturn Roe v. Wade. By Hannah Blow on December 1, 2021. It is time to listen to the science and overturn Roe v. Wade, Herb Geraghty, executive director of Rehumanize International, told Breitbart News outside of the Supreme Court on Wednesday alongside his group, which aimed to show the diversity of the pro-life movement. "We are here to represent the pro-life movement," Geraghty said, holding a sign reading "Abortion is violence." Another in the group held a sign reading, "Queer, atheist, pro-life." "We're here representing the diversity that is among the pro-life movement. So often I see the pro-abortion side and the mainstream media try to paint the pro-life movement as these old, conservative, Christian, homophonic white men who hate women, and we're showing that that's not true. We are much more diverse than that," he said, identifying himself as an atheist and secular American who believes our laws should be based on science. "And the science says, life begins at conception," he said. "We're hoping to overturn Roe v. Wade. That's what we've been pushing for since the decision came down in 1973, Geraghty said, expressing hope that the Supreme Court will, in the very least, uphold the Mississippi law that allows states to ban abortion pre-viability. 15 weeks, that is not extremist. That is common sense abortion regulation. At 15 weeks, we're talking about children that, you know, not to mention the fact that they're human beings from conception, but at 15 weeks, they look like babies. They have all their organs. They are developing. We are talking about late-term abortion here in many of these cases. It is beyond egregious that our law allow us to go past the second and third trimester. It's just not in line with Americans' values, and it's not in line with common sense and the human right to life that we should all share regardless of religion, faith, lack thereof, political ideology, left, right," he said. "This should be something that everyone can get on board with," he added. His remarks come on the first day of oral arguments for Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, which stands as the biggest challenge to the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision in decades. The case, Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, centers around the constitutionality of Mississippi's Gestational Age Act, which essentially bans abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The court is specifically examining whether all pre-viability prohibitions on elective abortions are unconstitutional. This case is Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, number 19-1392 in the Supreme Court of the United States,